believe we've come this far, and it feels just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then, kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running, yeah, we'll keep running. In this moment, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing well. Today is July the 11th, 2021. Time is flying by. The summer season, isn't it? Well, I want to remind you guys, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, we up here at the Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, we have an email address that you can reach us at. And that is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, guys. We have a Facebook page called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, and you can just follow us all along, and you can get quite a bit out of it. Well, I want to talk a little bit on our Bible devotion before we get started on Sunday Morn Praise. About a couple of days ago, my niece got married, Candace, so I want to wish her and Daniel a happy marriage. It was a beautiful wedding. We had a nice time. And they're a happy couple, and they're on their way. They're driving. This particular couple is driving to Colorado, out there in Estes Park on their honeymoon. So I wish them all the best. Candace and Daniel, Mr. and Miss Estes. How funny. Like Estes Park in Colorado. I think that's where he said he's headed off to. All right, well, let's talk a little bit while we're talking about love and marriage. And guys, this would pertain to your wives, your husbands, and your fiancés that you're fixing to marry, okay? The book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 28 simply says, "He who loves his wife loves himself." Now, there are three elements to a successful marriage. The first is love. Not just an emotional feeling or physical attraction, but a deep commitment to put the other one first. You see, friends, the Apostle Paul defined love beautifully in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. As we've went over that before in our studies, you read it and you will know how God defines love. You know, men are to love their wives as Christ loves the church. Now, what women won't respond to is such a selfless expression of love. Maturity is a second ingredient in a successful marriage. In fact, too many are getting divorced at the first sign of trouble. Maturity means a willingness to act responsibly and not to take the easy way out. Third, faith must be an ingredient for the marriage to be successful. You see, friends, marriage is difficult enough these days with all the life's pressures, but without Christ at the center of a marriage and at home, it becomes even more difficult. It also takes three to make a great marriage: you, your spouse, and Christ. I have seldom seen a marriage fail when a husband and wife pray and worship God together. And I'm telling you, that's even going out to our fiancés out there. Anybody's got, you know, it's getting ready to get married. Along with the married people, I want you to keep in mind, prayer is the key, okay? Have some of y'all this week been through times of wanting, you just don't know what's going on, but you're asking forgiveness? Well, Matthew West has a song out on Sunday Morning Praise. We're going to play it right now. Forgiveness. Forgive someone that has wronged you. Love them like Christ would want you to love them.
Show me how to reach the unreachable. shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Now when the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God. We'll be right back.
Amen. That's right. Big Daddy Weave in Christ. Guys, if you haven't heard the sad news, one of the former band members, I believe it was Josh Hamilton, he had passed away due to injuries. He suffered from a motorcycle accident. So we definitely want to keep him in prayer. The news came out actually yesterday. So are you feeling love? Are you feeling the love that Jesus has for you? And do you also know this? In times of trouble, in times of need, come to the Father. Come to your God up in heaven. Because you, my friends, are a child of love. Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Sunday Morning Praise, we are the kingdom child of love. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about It Was Love. In fact, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 3, Scripture reminds us, I have loved you with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you near. You know, many people have difficulty believing that God is a God of love. And how could he be? Well, be asked, when the world is full with so much suffering and evil, it is not an easy issue, but if you really want to know the reality of God's love, look to the cross. You know, it was a divine love that made Christ endure the cross, despising the shame. It was also the love that restrained him when he was falsely accused of the blasphemy and led to the Gaolion to die with the common thieves. He raised not a hand against his enemies. In fact, it was love that kept him from calling legions of angels to come down on his defense. The book of Luke chapter 23 and verse 42, scripture says, it was love that made him in the moment of agonizing pain pause and hope to repent a sinner who cried, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." It was love that caused Jesus to lift his voice and pray, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Find that in the book of Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Does God love us? Yes. And the proof is the cross. Amen. Amen. Jason Crabb has a wonderful song out. I want you guys to listen to this on Sunday morning praise. It's called "Just As I Am."
You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line.
That's a great song there, guys. That is Jordan Felice, Next to Me. This is CA on Sunday Morning Praise. Hope everybody's doing well today. Have you been in situations to where you don't really know what to pray because you're going through so much? Maybe so much in your life. Maybe life changing. Maybe you feel that you just don't know. There's one thing that you can remember. If you don't, and you can say any kind of prayer, of course, always remember that. But if you can't think of anything, it's that word help. Toby Mac has a new song out right now. Help is on the way. CA on iHeartRadio Network, Sunday Morning Praise.
Y'all. because you're just losing ground. Oh, but I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown.
Amen. Just keep hanging on, not giving up. Whether it be something in your life, friends, whether it be just something going on with your relationship, your marriage, your whatever it may be, or with your significant other. Let me tell you something. You keep God in it, you just keep praying, and everything's going to be okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Morning Praise with CA. And as I get ready to hit saddle up and head out of Faith Studio 1 in the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas, we want to lead off in prayer, and we want to pray for all you guys. Okay, dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we don't know what's going to happen this week for us. We pray for massive, great things happening for us. God, we just lift it up and we give it all to you. We love you so much, and we just can't imagine our life without you. Take care of us, guide us, watch over and protect us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, again, thank you. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network here at Faith Studio 1. Y'all have a good day. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Another thing I want you to do, enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.